Word came this morning that nearly 60 million Americans on Social Security will not get a cost of living increase next year. That's just the third time in four decades that Social Security checks have not gotten a boost on an annual basis. The reason is very low inflation. Marilyn Giewax is senior business editor with NPR. She's with us now. And Marilyn, even in recent years with very low inflation, there were increases. So what's going on this year?
Yeah, really. In the past, it was pretty much unthinkable for you to get nothing from Social Security. Congress had set up a formula back in the 1970s when inflation was shooting up. Everybody thought prices would always go up. So for about four decades, we've gotten average boosts of about 4% a year, some years more, some years less. But that's the average. And then the Great Recession hit in 2008-09. Economy was terrible. Prices fell. So seniors actually got no increases in 2010 and 11, the economy improved, prices start coming back up, people got raises again. This year it was 1.7%, and now, bam, we're back to zero.
And is this about gas prices being low? Is that feeding into the low inflation numbers? Is that the reason why seniors are not going to get an increase?
You got the nutshell. That's exactly it. These oil prices plunged, so that sent down gas prices. And like today, for example, the Labor Department put out the Consumer Price Index, and that showed that overall prices were down 0.2%. But that's not across the board. That's not everything. The drop was really tied to that cheap gasoline. Prices at the pump were down 9% in September, and that followed more than 4% down in August. So now AAA says that the price of an average gallon of gasoline is about $2.29, and last year at this time it was $3.18. So if your family's buying about 30 gallons a week, you're saving, you know, maybe $100 a month. If you're young, if you're driving to work, great, that's good for you. But for seniors, maybe it doesn't really help very much at all.
So on the one hand, I see this and I think, well, of course, they shouldn't raise the Social Security checks on a monthly basis because prices haven't gone up. They're tied to inflation for a reason. On the other hand, I think when you look at how little most people have saved in addition to Social Security for retirement, this really does – even a small increase makes a big difference to people.
Well, yeah. And think about those savings. I mean, I'm thinking about my mother's situation. You know, she hasn't driven a car in 5 years, so who cares what gas prices are. And in that same time, though, she's been in assisted living, and those prices are up tremendously, and also her medical expenses. And you mentioned savings. Well, her savings in the bank are getting almost no interest. And that's a very common story for older people. They have an income squeeze, and their expenses are going up. And now there's one other factor. Unless Congress takes some action very soon, there's going to be a huge increase next year in Medicare Part B for millions of people in certain categories. Their premiums could shoot up more than 50%.
Okay, Marilyn, real quick before we let you go, some good news today. The number of people applying for unemployment benefits fell last week to a low that we haven't seen since the 1970s.
Yeah, speaking of those 70s, it's been 42 years since we've seen a level this low of people filing for those initial jobless claims. This report comes out every Thursday, and today we found out that the number had fallen by about 7,000. It's down to 255,000 people applied for unemployment benefits. Now, that sounds like a lot of people, but this is a country of, you know, 320 million people. That's a small number,
good.
So it's a good sign.
Marilyn Giewax, NPR senior business editor, thank you.
You're welcome.